Hi, Kelly. Good morning. We're just getting started here. We had a small malfunction with the phone, so some people are still dialing in. So let's give people another minute, and then we'll do introductions.
Thank you.
Small malfunction because of me.
See, now they can hear you.
I know. I'm like, you're, up until then, they didn't know.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, good morning, folks. Thanks for calling in. For those of you on the phone, and we'll start with introductions. And just to be make sure we're all in the same meeting here, this is how to do your 2020 taxes, correct?
Yes.
All right. Hey, hopefully everybody had a good Labor Day weekend. I found out a fun fact. Labor Day, Oregon State was the first state to recognize and make it an official holiday, Labor Day, before the rest of the nation took it. So I just found that out over the weekend, for those of you who live in Oregon. Thanks for championing a holiday for us. All right, so we'll start with our Fitterwig meeting in the room. We have myself, Fenton Khan, from the Corps, and we'll go around the room. Okay.
This is Bridget Bell, also with the Corps.
And Bridget, can you, folks don't know you, so tell us what team you're on and what role you're playing on the team.
Yeah, I'm the new tech lead taking over for Christy Fortuny on the Detroit SWS and FSS project.
And for folks, if you don't know, Christy Fortuny took another job. She's still with the Corps, she just moved to a different branch. And so let's welcome Bridget Bell. She'll be the TL taking over from Christy for the Detroit Alphabet team.
John Rarisich, Corps.
Erica Tarbox, Corps.
Aaron Kovalchuk, Corps.
Chris Budai, Corps.
Okay, that's us in the room. It's a small team in the room. On the phone, who do we have?
Josh Marakis, BPA, Four Peaks.
Hi, Josh.
We have Melissa John from the National Marine Fisheries Service.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Mike Hudson, U.S. Fish and Wildlife.
Elise Kelly, ODFW. Kelly Reese, ODFW.
Tom Skiles.
Okay, we heard Tom Skiles. And then somebody else?
Kelly James, Corps.
Hi, Kelly. Anybody else? Those of you on the phone, you're missing out on fish-shaped cookies, salmon-colored fish-shaped cookies today. Spawning time. All right, do we need to double check the names or do you think we're good?
I have seven people.
Okay.
Including us, that's eight. So
yeah. All right, so we'll go ahead and get started. It's a light agenda today, but I think we're gonna have some discussions. The meat and potatoes of today's agenda is a Q&A for the Cougar 60% plans and specs that we sent out about 3 weeks or so ago. And the last Fitterwig meeting we had last month, Erica Tarbox, the TL for Cougar, gave an overview of the report with the 3D diagram and all that. And we're prepared to do that again today. But really, we're hoping that you have questions from reviewing the plans and specs. And then Erica has that model that we can put up on the screen again and answer questions. But before we get to the meat and potatoes, we'll start with finalizing the meeting notes from our meeting last month. I sent out the meeting notes when I sent out the agenda about a week or so ago. Does folks have any comments or edits to the agenda, or can we go ahead and finalize it?
No comments. I suppose we can finalize it.
Cool. Thanks, Melissa. Sure. Yeah, credit to Aaron for taking such good notes, as we don't ever have to make changes.
No, please review them.
ODFW, Fish and Wildlife. Josh from Four Peaks. Anybody else have any comments? Or can we go ahead and finalize?
This is Mike. No comment.
Copy that.
No comment here. Thanks.
Okay. ODFW folks?
This is Kelly. I haven't read them.
Okay.
I'll be honest.
All right. Well, thanks. Yeah, and then there wasn't anything pressing, so I don't...
I'm just skimming them now.
Yeah, there wasn't anything pressing or any hot button issues, so I didn't expect any changes. So we'll go ahead and finalize those, and I'll send them out.
Thank you.
So we'll move down the list then on the agenda. Fall Creek Adult Fish Facility update. As most of you know, Natalie Richards, who was the PM for many years to the very end, retired last month. And we have a new PM, Jeff Hicks, and he's not here today, but I'll make sure that he starts attending these meetings. However, there are really no updates from what Natalie gave. I know they're working on the follow-on contract that is supposed to take care of some of those issues. And that contract, I think they're planning on taking care of some of those issues this fall, also including that pipelining that was coming apart. But other than that, there's no big updates for Fall Creek. Foster Ladder, I see Chris Padai in the room, but I don't, and Ida is on leave. Do you know if Steve is planning to give an update, or you?
Or you could, we're just working on the draft report, and that should be ready by the end of the fiscal year.
Okay. Chris, since it's a small group, maybe you can come up to here so we don't have to move this phone around.
Okay.
did everybody hear Chris?
I think the region would review it at the start of next year.
Okay, so the Foster Ladder, they're working on their, which report?
The Foster Fish Ladder Assessment Report.
Okay.
It's a mini EDR.
Right, a mini EDR, and it should be ready for FIDWG review sometime this fall. Any questions on Foster? Well, the PDT will most likely give a review of the report before we send it out for review, kind of like what we normally do with all the reports, so maybe at our October meeting. We'll move on to Foster Fish Weir then, the improvements, and similar to the latter, we're working on our report. We appreciate comments. We had the 60% EDR out for FIDWG review, and we appreciate comments. We received comments from NIMS and ODFW, and we do appreciate it. Again, I always say, and we appreciate your time, because we're always slamming you all with lots of reports, and then you have your regular day jobs to do too. So we do appreciate the time and effort you take. As a reminder, the Cougar 60% plans and specs are out, and the review period will close on September 12th, but we're going to get into that here in a minute. Before I move off of Foster, we're working on our next version of the finalizing the EDR 100% and then working on the DDR plans and specs, and we'll give a better update at our October meeting. But the plan is still going forward with creating that plunge pool with the Obermeyer hydraulic gates, as you saw in the report. Any questions, thoughts, comments on Foster Fish Weir or the latter for that matter? Silence is golden. Mike from Fish and Wildlife, did you plan on providing any comments on the Foster Ladder EDR?
No, Fenton, I'm sorry, I'm not able to get time to provide those at this time.
Okay, thanks. I know you're wearing many hats, and I appreciate that, but we did get some comments from ODFW and NIMS that would help form up the report. All right, we're going to move on to the, I should check back in. Do we have Lawrence from the tribe on the phone by chance? All right, so we'll move on to the Cougar plans and specs and any updates. But before we get to questions and answers, Eric or Chris, do you guys have any updates or anything else you'd like to discuss for Cougar?
No.
Okay, so, weird. Oh, whoa, you look at that.
There we go.
Yeah. I was like, oh, weird, my screen just flashed. And it says Erica took. Was I not supposed to share my screen or give you permission?
So now the way the system works is I can just take it.
Oh, because I'm like, I was sitting here and I watched you take over the screen, and I'm like, whoa, that's weird. And
yeah, the way it's
really?
Set up now is that I can...
It's some interesting meeting.
Yeah, that I don't know if I like that, because if anybody could take over the screen. Because
really?
I was sitting there talking, and it flashed, and then I saw the model up, and I said, I was just about to ask you if you wanted me to share my screen with you so you can show the model. And
yeah, the way the software works now is that you can just pull it up. You can say, I'm going to make myself presenter, and...
I don't know if I like that. I mean, it's
It's quick and easy.
It is, but...
Yeah. But at the same time, I could start flashing up cat videos. That's right. Trying to give a presentation. I'm
All
sure
right.
there's a way to turn it off.
So we're going to move into the Cougar plans and specs then, and I don't know if folks had time to start reviewing the document, but I know it's pretty big, and again, the review period is through September 12th. So, Erica?
Yes, thank you. So, good morning, everyone on the phone. We can start off with questions if people have questions, or I can kind of just give you another general overview. This is a different software. This is Navisworks. I am just learning how to drive around in the system, so it might be a little glitchy on my end, but or for everyone. But however you guys want to proceed, is there any questions? I'll start with that. Okay, so I'm not hearing any questions. I will go ahead and just kind of give a general overview of the system. And again, ask for questions at the end. So you can see this is the FSS vessel general layout. This is the bow. This is the stern. This is our water temperature control tap. Can you guys see my mouse? Yes. Yes. Hopefully you guys can see my mouse. Mm-hmm. So the water temperature control tower. This is our cup and seal. This provides our hydraulic connection to the water temperature control tower. So now kind of zooming in here. This will be the entrance kind of from in the water. Never taken it in. So you've got your trash, your debris screens on the front. This is a trash rake. This is just shown here for image. It can be lifted up out of the water. Pass through the screens. Nope. Yes. So this is inside the exterior channel. I'm going to go ahead and bring us up and out because there's not a whole lot to see here. So then we've got our screen cleaning equipment. You curve, you go into the secondary channel here. Oh, there, I just turned this over. So then back here is our fish sorting area. This is what we call the monorail. Monorail comes from the fish sorting area out to the front. Last time I did talk about having this integration. We are still moving forward with the integration of the debris rail, which is shown here, and this gold rail, which is the fish transport rail. So these two rail systems will be integrated. Now let's go ahead and take a look at the fish sorting area. So now we're inside that vessel at the back. You got your stairs coming down. Let's see if I can get us turned around. There's probably really great ways to set up preset views. I'm using some of the side. I haven't figured out how to do that. But you have your fish sorting area. So the fish will come in here to the tertiary screens. They'll pass over the fish sorting bars. The large fish will, or the adult fish will pass into the adult tanks. There's debris collectors back here. These are slow moving debris catchers that'll drop debris off into a debris hopper. The juvenile fish will then go through the separator bars into a piping system. This here is a sorting tank so that we can either bypass or go through the sorting tank. And let's see if I can move us around a little bit more. So after the sorting tank, the pipes come in and then they'll be deposited into one of the fish transport pods. And then these pods will be picked up by your bridge rail, bridge crane. I'm pretty sure everyone's nauseous right now.
Melissa said it's a little bit laggy, but I texted her back and said it's because it's a big 3D model.
Yeah.
You bring cookies again?
I did.
It did. They're fish cookies. So here's the bridge crane.
Oh, you haven't passed it.
And then it goes out to the monorail.
Oh, no, we've had some.
That's a real quick overview of what's happening here. Questions, areas that you guys want to focus in on, see a little bit more?
Thank you.
Go back to, since it is kind of laggy.
No, it's actually, the presentation is really pretty good for what you're doing.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Have you guys had a chance to look at the plans and specs yet on the phone?
Yeah, I don't really have a lot of questions yet. A lot of stuff. But, yeah. And we did make sure, too, that we transferred files well. So.
Perfect. Yes, and I appreciate that, Melissa. Thank you for taking the time to get those files.
No worries. Thanks for all the work.
Did somebody just join us?
I've been Rich Piskowski.
Hi, Rich. We're doing the Cougar walkthrough for the plans and specs, Rich.
Thank you.
And then just so everyone's aware, this open space here is actually not an open space. We will be having a employee housing area here. This will just be office space, on-deck office space. There'll be space for storing equipment. Also our electrical room. There's a approximately 14 by 20 electrical room that needs to fit on this space. So it's gonna be full. And we're working on getting that laid out.
Quentin, I didn't have.
That's it, okay. Any questions? Melissa, Erica just did a quick run through here of the Cougar model and getting you all prepped for plans and specs. Any questions, thoughts, comments? I know some of you are still sinking your teeth into the report. We do appreciate you downloading it on time or letting us know that you were able to get it downloaded. It's a big report. Any questions, thoughts, comments, concerns? Please remember the comments are due on September 12th, and they are on a tight deadline, so. Who just joined us?
Lawrence Schwab with Grand Ron. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Lawrence. Good morning. Hey, Lawrence, we just, on the agenda, we just finished going over the Cougar 60% plans and specs. Other than that, we just had some updates from the other PDTs earlier, and nothing major, just general updates. All right, can I have my screen back?
Sure.
Do I take it back, or do you have to give it to me?
I can stop sharing.
That was really weird. I was sitting there, I'm like, how did you take over my screen?
And then I think you have to reshare, yeah.
All right, so back on the agenda. The next item is the Cougar 2.0, and Jeff Emmett and the Patty Lowe, the TL, neither of them are here right now, but they didn't have much of an update either. They were close to having a contract awarded with a contractor to work through alternatives, and once we have the contractor on board, just like with the other high head bypass and everything else, we'll have a workshop with the Fitterwig, with you all, to brainstorm ideas. And as a reminder, Cougar 2.0 is assuming no power at the dam. What else can we do for fish passage? And so more to come on that. That's the update right now. But from what I heard right before the Labor Day holiday last week is they were getting pretty close to awarding the contractor. So my guess is maybe, hopefully it's not wishful thinking, but maybe sometime in October we can have more involvement with the Fitterwig and then have a workshop to brainstorm ideas for passing fish if there were no power at the dam. So any questions on Cougar 2.0? More to come. All right, then. The next update is the Detroit temperature control and downstream passage, and Bridget gets to give her first update, and John Riversitch is here to support Bridget.
Moral support.
Yeah.
So the final FSS DDR was submitted from the AE at the end of the month. Right now, USACE is doing a review to verify all of the comments were addressed, and then we'll issue it to you all for back-checking on the comments that you had in the coming couple weeks. Just a heads up, the contract with AE expired at the end of August, so USACE will now be authoring any changes that happen to that report as we go forward in the design. The design focus is going to be shifting to the SWS structure now, since that construction needs to happen first. But the FSS DDR will continue to be a working document and will be updated as necessary when the SWS design affects it. And then also, John is going to continue researching existing FSS structures and gathering lessons learned to make sure that we provide the best product when it's ready to go to final design. BPA is currently reviewing the 30% plans and specs for the SWS. Their comments are due this week, and after we have time to review their comments and make sure there's nothing major, we'll send it on to you guys for your review, and you'll have 30 days to do that. As far as a little bit of schedule goes, at this time, ECI, the early contract involvement, is not planned for FY20, but our internal design team is going to be progressing all the above water features. But anything in the water, we are not designing at this point until we can get funding for ECI. The penstock bifurcation continues to develop with input from the project team. We had it merging into one. Now it looks like we're going back to two. So there's going to be a lot of flux for the next couple weeks until we figure that out. So right now on the 30%, you'll see that it was two pipes going into one, and that's likely to change. So hopefully that doesn't give you any heartburn. The physical model down at Urtick is scheduled to begin construction February and March, and then the initial model run will be around July. And then the other updates I have are for NEPA and the blasting, and I'm gonna ask Kelly Janes to speak to those.
Kelly, are you still with us on the phone?
Yep, I'm here. For blasting, I'm setting up a meeting with our internal folks, Geotech, H&H, and regulation, Mary Carrion from regulation, to talk about some of the ideas that came up at our last meeting with NIMS, the Grand Ron, and ODFNW, and see where we're at on, you know, feasibility and things like that, and see if we can get any more details on the blasting design and potential effects, or the radius of effects. And then once we've scheduled that and had that meeting, I'll schedule a follow-up with our outside agencies and the tribe to work through kind of a little bit of an alternatives analysis, and hopefully come to some agreement on, you know, best path forward. That's all I have.
And Kelly, the EIS report, we're still just working through those comments from the agencies and the public, is that correct?
We're waiting for the IEPR comments.
Okay.
And yes, we're working through the public comments currently and addressing all of those in the EIS. And then we'll likely update the EIS with our details on blasting mitigation as well.
Okay.
So those will all be updates to the EIS, with the caveat that if something major changes, like for blasting, if we decide we really need to go with some major changes to how the dam is operated during construction for blasting, that might result in having to do a supplement to the EIS, and that would kind of restart our schedule for NEPA. So we're going to try to avoid that at all costs, because that would be a very large delay, up to 2 years.
Okay.
This is Kelly Reese, ODFW. Can you tell me what IEPR stands for?
Oh, sorry. Independent External Peer Review.
Oh, thank you.
So this project, because of its cost and controversy, the core guidance requires us to do this special review from external experts, basically.
And Kelly, ODFW, Kelly, just to clarify a little bit more, the IEPR team, they're it's separate from FIDIWIG or RM&E or something else. These are technical experts that either already have a contract with the Corps, or it might be another district within the Corps or another region within the Corps.
Sure, thanks.
And that's the Detroit update.
All right, any questions, thoughts, concerns on the Detroit update? All right, we're going to move into Hi-Hat Bypass, and I'm the only one from our team here. I know Jeff had a meeting, and Ryan Wilbright had a meeting. They were planning on coming down later on. I don't think they expected that we would get through these updates so quickly. I think everybody assumed we might spend a lot of time on Cougar. But Hi-Hat Bypass, we are still working on our 30% EDR with the alternatives that we developed during our brainstorming workshop about a month or so ago. So I think we will have the report after it goes through our internal review. We'll have it ready for FIDIWIG review probably around mid-October or so. So if the timing is right, we'll give a better update at our October FIDIWIG meeting and maybe a presentation to prepare you for that. Along with the 30%, we're also working on developing the evaluation matrix on how we would evaluate those alternatives. But we're really in the early stages, and once we have that matrix, and really the contractor is doing it because that's what they're charged to do, and then they're going to check in with us. Once we have the matrix developed, then we'll share it with FIDIWIG and then walk through it again, probably at the October meeting. That's for Cougar, and I do have some good news to share. I don't know if you recall, but part of this Hi-Hat Bypass contract was develop Cougar alternatives. And then we had an option to exercise developing alternatives for Detroit if we had end-of-year money. Well, guess what? We have end-of-year money. So we are executing the contract for developing alternatives for Detroit, bypass at Detroit. And some more to come on that. But the good news is that's going forward. We have the money. Now they're just working on getting the contract set up. And then similar to the Hi-Hat Bypass and everything else, we'll set up a workshop with you all to brainstorm some ideas on alternatives for Detroit. This contract will be similar. It's the same contractor. It's just a different task order. So it'll be similar to how the Cougar one is set up, where they are going to be charged with coming up with some ideas, alternatives, and then we will ask you, the region, FIDIWIG, to come up with some ideas yourselves. And then we're going to sit and brainstorm it, and then there'll be the EDR versions to come. So, and Ryan Wilbright, the TL, just walked in. We're ahead, and I just give them the update for Hi-Hat Bypass.
All right.
I told the group that where we are in our 30% for Cougar, and then the good news is that we are moving forward with awarding the contract. It's not awarded yet, but we're going in the process for Detroit, and then once that's set up and we get a contractor on board, we'll have a workshop to brainstorm ideas. That was it in a nutshell. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
So, hold on. So that could be a totally different contractor? It's not just an option on the contract?
It is. The prime is the same, and then they might have some different subs under that from Cougar. But the prime is the same. It was just the way the contract was set up was Cougar was awarded, and then the option for the same contractor was Detroit. And then because Cougar is using a lot of resources, they might hire some subcontractors to help.
We're expecting a lot of the same subcontractors,
yeah.
Maybe a few different individuals on the team.
Yeah, I think most of the faces will stay the same.
Who's the prime?
Is it AECOM?
AECOM.
Okay. The same for Cougar.
Oh, okay.
So we're kind of expecting probably a workshop if it goes through in the next week or two, probably mid-October-ish.
Okay. So if those of you on the phone, that was Ryan, we'll write a TL for hi-hat bypass, and we're thinking, fingers crossed, that a contract goes through this week or so, and then we can have that workshop with you all, a Fidwig workshop, maybe about mid-October or so. So I expect that our October meeting, which is scheduled for October 1, we'll have a better idea on all of these workshops and updates, and then try to get it scheduled. And I'll send out a doodle poll sooner than later. As soon as we know, I'll get a doodle poll going. So, because we've got the Cougar 2.0 workshop, the Detroit hi-hat bypass workshop, and then a bunch of report reviews. That was a mouthful. Any questions on hi-hat bypass, Cougar, or now Detroit? We're going to be busy this fall. All right, we're at the bottom of our agenda, and Jeff Emmett just walked in. Jeff, we just finished. We just plowed through. Yeah. Does anybody have any questions or thoughts or comments on anything we discussed today, or anything they want to share before we start wrapping up? We did Cougar 2.0.
Okay.
I did Cougar 2.0, and then Bridget, John, and Kelly did the Detroit update, and then I give the hi-hat bypass update, including the new Detroit team, and then Ryan walked in right as I was doing that. So we got everything covered.
All right,
well, we're at the bottom of our list, so our next meeting is scheduled for October 1. It's a Tuesday, as always. We'll see how the agenda is. I'd like to have another meeting before, you know, we've got, what, three more meetings left before the holidays, October, November, December. I'd like to have another meeting with our ODFW friends down in Salem. So we'll have to see what the agenda for October and November is, and maybe try to squeeze one over at NIMS too. I like to move Fidwig around so that we're not always coming to our building, so we can have Fidwig Roadshow. So I'll check, and then we'll see what the agenda for October looks like and November, and then I'll work with ODFW and NIMS to schedule some rooms. Any thoughts, comments, questions? Don't forget the upcoming reviews. We've got the Cougar 60% plans and specs. Comments are due on the 12th. And again, thank you for the review for the Foster report. And we've got a couple of reports coming in October, the Foster, October, November, Foster Fish Ladder, Hi-Hat Bypass, 30% is sometime in October, November. I think that's it. We'll have two workshops in October, maybe November, Cougar 2.0 and Hi-Hat Bypass for Detroit.
The final DDR for Detroit and the plan 30% plans and specs for Detroit should be coming out in the next couple weeks.
Right, I forgot Detroit. We're going to have some more reports coming out for middle of this month?
Probably middle September. To end of this month, yeah.
Okay, so we'll get a couple of reports from Detroit later on this month coming out for you for review too.
So we're waiting for BPA on that one?
BPA has the 30% plans and specs. And then
But also the...
The FSS DDR, we received the final. We just want to do an internal review to make sure all the comments were addressed before sending it out.
Okay.
All right, Erica.
With Cougar plans and specs, does anyone need to download the documents or need access to the documents?
Did you see them?
My only concern is I'm having a little bit of trouble with the. I'll call you later.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and send me an email, Melissa. I think it might have been volume one. I think someone might have had some issue getting to volume one.
This is Kelly with ODFW. We did, for
okay.
Sure. Okay. I'll check in offline.
Okay, that sounds good, Melissa. Melissa's going to check in with me offline, and Kelly was asking about volume one.
Did she get her issue?
Kelly, do you want me to see about following up with volume one? Or were you guys able to get a hold of a copy?
I spoke with Ken, and Ken thought we could get away with not reviewing it.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be where our primary emphasis was.
Correct.
And I'm going to defer to Ken on that.
Okay.
And if you guys want it, just let us know.
For the record, yeah.
For the record. But if you can, I think the really the meat and potatoes is in the one, the appendix that you'll have.
Yeah, in nine, volume nine.
Yes.
Not volume nine, volume six.
Five, right?
Yes.
Volume five?
Five.
Five.
Yeah. But if you want the others, just for the record, we'd be happy to send those. But if you could focus the review, or Ken could focus the review on volume five, that would be much appreciated.
I think that's
it. And Mike and Lawrence, I had sent you a reminder last week. We noticed that you haven't downloaded the reports. So just checking, if you don't plan on reviewing it, could you also let us know just for the record?
You bet, Fenton.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do.
All right. Thank you. All right. Well, we're at the end of our meeting. If nobody else, anything else, we can wrap up. Have a good rest of your day. It's already September.
Thanks, Fenton.
Yep. Bye.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.